Hello.
Hello, is this Don?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Don, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You were speaking to John So, one of my representatives here a couple of months ago, about the first page placements of Google. Do you remember him reaching out to you?
Vaguely familiar.
Okay. I know when he talked to you, you guys, I think we're running Home Advisor by Angie's when he talked to you, and then he was talking to you about the Google ad, not the Google ads, but the Google listing with the Facebook ads in it. Do you remember kind of how that conversation went?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys still looking for more work in your guys' area and everything like that?
I'm kind of torn. I mean, I have retired, and
okay.
I no longer have a LET license, even though I do have an RRP
mm-hmm.
certification.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of torn whether or not I want to get back into that. But I am somewhat interested.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just really circling back. So John actually had to take a leave here. He had some family emergencies, and he wanted me to reach out to you and see kind of where you wanted to go from here. Because I know when you guys talked, I think it just wasn't the best timing for you then. So he wanted me to keep the price the same, which was he got you on a special deal, which was $249 month to month. And he was able to waive all the setup fees that come with it. So you would just start at the flat rate of just $249. $100 of that does go to your Facebook retargeting campaigns. And then we program your Google Business profile for all the services that you provide on that first page. So now once somebody just types in your service, you would pop up at that moment where they can just click to call you directly. So he has you on a deal where you're not paying per lead, per job, per call. It's set at a flat rate. So whether you guys get 10 jobs or you get 100 jobs, it's always there at $249 month to month. That never fluctuates for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Facebook.
Yes, sir. That's what
so
he has here.
I would have to have a Facebook account.
Yes, yeah. So you would have to have a Facebook page. If you don't have a business page, we can build one for you. But that's what he had talked about here. And if you're not interested in doing Facebook, we could do the programming for the Google Business profile itself. But in my recommendation, I always recommend that for our customers here because we basically add that on as it just gets in front of your customers a lot faster than Google. And then we're able to retarget people in specific cities and zip codes that you want to stay in as well, too.
Yeah, I'm not really interested. I'm not, nor have I ever been on Facebook. And it's just
okay.
One of the things that I steer clear of.
Okay, that's not a problem. So the deal that he had, I mean, it's just still the $249. The deal that he had was to include the Facebook ads because we basically credit the $100 on there. But, I mean, we can take that off. It was just no extra charge for you to do it, for us to do it for you because he had you on a good deal here from last time he talked to you. So, I mean, we would still be able to program you. We would still be able to get you on other platforms like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing and Apple. That's just to ensure that if anybody's doing a search off of Google, they can still find you and they can still click to call you directly. Okay?
Okay. Now, he did mention something about it would be
mm-hmm.
at least 2 months before leads start generating.
So what we do is we ask for a 2 month verbal agreement. It's not to say within 2 months that leads will start to generate, but that's when maximum results will start to happen within the 45 to 60 days. So typically we ask for a 2 month verbal agreement, but it is month to month. So there are no early termination fees if you ever did want to part ways with us. There are no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort either. If you felt like you wanted to walk away from the service, you got too busy, you wanted to pause it, whatever the case may be, you just call us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we basically stop the programming at that point, and then we just wait till you're ready to reconvene it and push it back up again.
So you guys would prepare whatever, page mm-hmm. information that for the viewing public.
Yes, sir.
What would I have to do on my end besides, of course, the $250 per month fee?
Yeah, good question. So on your end, we would need just a little bit of cooperation from you. They're going to PIN verify you in your area just to make sure that you're not like a robot with a P.O. box. You're an actual human being with a business there. So you are licensed and insured, correct?
No, I'm not. Again, when I retired, okay. I gave up my business, actually my business name, which was DPB Incorporated, DPB Abatement Services Incorporated. So I'm not insured. I don't have the state, Illinois state lead license or contractor's license.
Okay.
I have what's called an RRP certificate,
okay.
but I'm not currently bonded or insured.
Okay, but you have a certificate that says that you can do the work. Is that correct or no?
Yes.
Okay, that works. And then you can prove that you're a legitimate business where you have tools and invoices and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. That's good. We work with companies like that. That's not an issue there. Now, the only thing that we would need to do is PIN verify you in your location. So if you're working from your home, that's fine. We can PIN verify you there. I'm not going to show your address on Google. The only thing that would pop up would be the city, state, and zip code. And then I would schedule an onboarding call with you and my tech team, and they're just going to go over the services you provide, the areas that you want to target, so then you can start populating. Once you're PIN verified, we take over the programming, so you don't have to do anything on your end but pick up the phone when the calls do come in, so that way you can bid the jobs at that point.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do have on here a P.O. box. Again, Google's not going to want to verify you with the P.O. box. So what's the address that you're currently located at to send the PIN verification to you?
Yeah, that P.O. box is old. I haven't had that in about 10 years.
Well, good. I wouldn't want to send it.
In Illinois. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's...
Okay, perfect. What's the address that you're currently at?
So the home address is 6824 mm-hmm. South Merrill, Merrill Avenue, mm-hmm. Unit 3, mm-hmm. Chicago, 60649.
Okay. Unit 3. And make sure I put that on there too. Okay. And then for the phone number that you want your customers to contact you, do you want me to display the 773-858-5170 on there?
Yeah, that's the only number that I currently have to be reached by.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be a good number for us to contact you as well. And then Don is your first name, D-O-N, is that correct?
It's actually Donald, but I go by Don. I don't go by Donald. But for purposes of, it's just actually Donald, but either Donald or Don P. Bailey is what I go by.
Okay, Donald. I'll have my team address you as Don. That's fine.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. My first name is Charles, but I go by Charlie. And when somebody calls me Charles, I typically don't answer because I'm like, I don't know who you're talking to. So I get where you're coming from there. And then your last name is?
B as in boy, A-I-L-E-Y, as in Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, Bailey's. Okay. Bailey. And then a good email address for you, Don.
Sure. D as in David, P as in Paul, B as in boy, abatement@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Perfect. Okay. Give me one sec here. Give me one second, Don. I had something wrong here. Okay, that should do the trick. And it's D as in dog, P as in Paul, B as in boy, abatement at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Awesome. And then, so for the operation hours here, Don, when we set up the Google business listing, so it's going to display the cities that you do work in. What are the cities that you service in? Are you more local, kind of like you did mention you're kind of retired there? So are you just staying kind of local in your area, or how far are you willing to kind of travel in that?
I'm actually, well, any city in a state, but I guess the counties would be Will and Cook County, and I guess within a 100-mile radius, I would be able to service. Because I have done jobs all the way out in Wilmette, Kankakee, Arlington Heights.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then for the operation hours that you're looking for, are you going to be operating Monday through Sunday, or are you going to be operating Monday through Friday?
I can be flexible Monday through Sunday. Okay. Be an issue.
Monday through Sunday. And then on Monday through Sunday, what are the operation hours that you're looking to display there for people to give you a call and see when your availability is?
Between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay. Perfect. And then for the name on the Google Business Profile, I'm going to leave it as what John had it here. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be DPB, which is David Paul Bob Abatement Services. Is that okay to leave it as that? That's what it'll show up as.
Yes.
The listing itself. Okay. Perfect. And then for the listing here, Don, how do you want to secure that? Do you want to do that with a business credit card, a debit card? How's it going to work for you?
My business Chase debit card.
Okay. On the business Chase debit card itself, does it have just Don Bailey, or does it have Donald Bailey on there?
It actually has Donald.
Okay. Perfect. And then does it have your business name as well, or just your first and last name?
Well, you know what? The business card does have Donald P. Bailey, DPB Abatement Services.
Okay.
So you're going to want a payment now of $250, is that?
It's going to come out as the $249, yes, sir. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay on the phone with you so that way you can receive your invoice through email and text messages. I'm going to show that to you so that way you have it for your records. And then I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team for – I can do it as early as tomorrow morning for them to contact you and start to get you PIN verified.
Okay, in that case, because I'm not sure if – I have that much in that account. So I'll just go with my personal Chase debit card account. Again, okay. The name on that as well is Donald P. Bailey.
Okay. And is it the same address as the 6824 South Merrill Avenue?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it Merrill?
Yes.
Okay. And Chicago, Illinois, 60649 is correct?
Yes.
For the zip code. Okay. And then the card that you're using, I know it's going to be a personal one. What I'm going to do is I'm still going to send you a business invoice. So when you do your taxes at the end of the year, it still comes in as a tax write-off for you at the end of the year as well, too. Okay. For the card itself, do you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or is it American Express?
It's going to be a Visa.
It's going to be a Visa. Okay. I know the Visas start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. Before we do that, can I get your name again and the name of the company that I'm actually going to be doing business with?
Absolutely. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Charlie, like Charlie Brown. And then our company is called Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're out of what city?
We're out of Fountain Valley, California. We've been here for 19 years.
Okay. Give me your last name, Charlie.
Yes, it's Muhlenkamp. So it's going to be M-U-H. L-E-N, as in Nancy, K-A, M as in Mary, P as in Paul.
Okay.
And then,
thank you.
Do you want my direct extension? I was going to give you my direct extension anyways in the voice verification, but I can give you my direct extension if you want it as well. We're just right now because you're writing it down.
That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 877. 635-6225, extension 203, and that just calls directly right into my office line here. If you were to redial this number that's on your phone, it's just going to go into my office where one of my representatives would answer. So you'd be able to reach me directly through that number.
Okay.
Perfect.
Got it. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem.
So the Visa card number is 4833-1300 6481-5814.
Okay. I'm going to read this back to you just to make sure I have everything correct, okay?
Sure.
Okay. I got 4833-1300-6481-4814.
That's 1-4, the last four digits.
Yes, 4814, is that correct?
No, sir, 5, number 5.
Okay, so is it 1-5 or 1-4?
Okay, the last four digits are going to be 5-8-1-4.
Oh, okay. I apologize there. You kind of broke up when you were saying the 5, so okay. I got it there. So it's the 5814.
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration date on the card?
1228.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
437.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you here, Don. Added protection for you. It's to just ensure that every time you call in, we're only talking to you and nobody else. We do not sell or share any of your information, not even your business name, with anybody else. So we do want to always make sure we're talking to you and nobody else on this account. It also ensures that you're always talking to us and not another company as well. So I have 3 questions for you. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, and I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what's the city name?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay. Are you born and raised in Chicago?
Yep.
Okay. Are you a sports fan?
Yes, I am.
Are you a Chicago Bull fan?
I like the Bull. Well, back in the 90s when they were kicking everybody's ass.
When they were good, huh? When you guys had arguably one of the greatest players of all time. So, yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so I had that security question set in for you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a voice verification. This is going to be an added form of protection for you as well. This is going to just ensure the outline agreement with us. I'm going to send this over to you in text with the service agreement, but also, too, it's going to have the pricing structure in there. Again, John has you on a discounted pre-agreement with no setup fees. So I'm going to make sure I honor that, and that never changes for you going forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we
go,
John.
What is the usual fee, if not the this fee that he has? What is your usual fee?
For the local only, it's about $400 a month with a $299 setup fee.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're getting about a $150 discount right there on the month-to-month, and then he waived all the setup fees so that way you can get your foot in the door and get that Google listing up and running. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Don. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DPD Abatement Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Don P. Bailey, owner.
Perfect. And then you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Don, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Good. It's just going to be for update purposes. My tech team is going to get a hold of you. I gave you a phone number earlier which read the 877-635-6225 number. That is going to be our customer service line. Okay, so without my extension on the back of it, you will be able to get a hold of my tech team for your account here for all the services, and that's what we're going to contact you for our onboarding call. That number is going to pop up there, okay, just so that way you know.
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which we're able to get you on that discounted pre-agreement with no account setups, will be charged today, which is August 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Don, you may discontinue or pause your agreement by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you don't get charged for the next month. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a couple text messages and some emails. They're just going to tell you what we're going to need here. Don't be alarmed by the list that we need. Like I said, even though you have the certificate, that's great. We can have some invoices. They are going to ask for maybe some pictures of your tools and stuff like that. My tech team is going to walk you through that process so you do get verified. Everything went green on my end here, so you should receive a text here in about 30 seconds that says, "Don, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email that we have on file." And then it'll say, "Please click here," and it'll have a link there. Let me know when you get that.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, click that link. That's just going to take you to our terms and conditions page. That's going to be the service agreement that I read off to you. You could see in there for the $249. That's in there as well. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One's going to be that you're the card authorization holder. The other one is for SMSs, just in case you're in the field and we need to get a hold of you and you don't answer. We'll send you a quick text. And then you're just going to type your first and last name. I think that's how it's on there. First and last name. And then when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password login page. Let me know when you get to that point.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. So while I'm talking to you,
sure.
I went online to look you guys up, doing my due diligence.
Yeah.
And I see some complaints.
Okay.
From, I guess.
Are you on Google itself?
I'm on Yahoo.
On Yahoo? Oh, okay. I didn't even know we had listings on Yahoo. Okay.
Well, maybe the search engine is Google. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you go to like Google itself, they don't pull up our listing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's a complaint from June 25 of this year.
Okay.
They promoted my business and they had critical details like my phone number incorrect. So basically, I was ripped off for a few months as I'm trying to gather receipts for taxes. The number they have listed just hangs up on you. I cannot gather the details. I need to file a complaint because they don't answer their phone.
Huh.
That's from June of this year.
Okay.
Then there's one from May of this year. Paid them for several advertising services that they have not provided. My ads were wrong. I called several times to fix on my ads. I even gave them keywords and what to put on the ads. They didn't fix it. My ads didn't even have my company name on them.
Huh.
Okay.
And this is on Google.
I mean, there's just a list from this year.
Yeah. I know we have some bad reviews. I never claim to we have a perfect 5-star review. We do have hiccups here. We're human beings at the end of the day, but we do fix them. So I don't know. I can't speak for who that is. I didn't deal with those people there. For the person that couldn't get a hold of anybody here, I always have one rule for my clients here is that you do have my extension. If I do not answer, I always get back to you within an hour of us for our working business day. So if you were to call me at 12 o'clock and I didn't pick up, you probably will receive a call within the next hour of me getting back to you. And that's to always ensure that you guys are being taken care of. I understand that you guys are pouring out your business dollars into advertising. And as my father being a blue collar worker and his own business, I understand that it doesn't come easy. So he does the same setup here and we do the Google business listing for him. And we just make sure to ensure that we're always giving that high value there. Now, like I said, I can't speak for what those guys went through there. I don't know the full story on it. I can just tell you what I've been through. If you go to the Google reviews there and you type in newest, you'll actually see a Google review on there from one of our clients, and my name is featured in there because I'm professional about it at the end of the day. I always like to set my clients up with the proper expectations because I don't like people to leave us bad reviews. So if you do have an issue, you can always come to me. I will escalate the issue as well if it is not being taken care of. So you always have me to reach out to. I do not go anywhere for you. All right? I'm always here. Okay?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do then. Excuse me. I do see that as of 2015, which is some 7 or 8 years ago, if not longer, you guys had an A-plus rating. Would you happen to know what your BBB rating is as of today?
Our BBB rating, it should be an A-plus.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and go through with this, but, mm-hmm. you know, once we hang up, I'm going to do some further due diligence, make sure. I'm not accusing you guys of anything because I don't, you know, doing my due diligence. So, you know, it's
100%.
Not leveling any accusations at the way you guys do business. The only way I'll know, I guess, is once I get involved and see where it goes from there. So, I'm sorry, where were we now?
Yeah, it's okay. No, don't apologize. I don't mind answering that question there for you because it is important at the end of the day. And that's why we do a month-to-month there for you as well, too. We want to earn your business each and every month and making sure that this is something that you want to continue to invest into your company. So that's why we don't lock people into long-term contracts. I understand we do have some bad reviews on there, but if you look at our company as a whole, we have more good reviews than we do bad reviews, right? Every review that you do come across, you will see that we have reached out to that person. Whether they take that good or bad review down, we've always made it right by the customer. So I will say that by our company here, okay? Where I was at here was I had asked you to click that link where it was going to take you to our terms and agreements page. That's going to have on there the service agreement that I read off to you. And it was texted to you. I don't know if you might have received a couple of text messages now.
I'm there.
Okay.
I see where it says, I agreed to receive SMS messages.
Yes, that's going to be a text message.
Is that where you want me to be?
Yeah, so click that one, click the box below that. That's going to say that you're the card authorization holder, and then you're going to type your name as it shows right there on the bottom, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to our username and password login page, where that's where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing on a month-to-month basis as well. So let me know when you get to that point. And then I'll help you log into that as well. And it should say Donald P. Bailey, so just be sure you put your middle initial on that, or else it won't go through for you.
Okay, maybe that's what happened. I picked Don P. Bailey.
Yeah. It pulled it straight from your card itself just to ensure it's all the same for you.
So I need to put a check mark in the box where it says I agree and that I certify?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's try that again then. Okay, username. So I need to come up with the username, correct?
No, sir. So you can change it if you want. It's up to you. But we actually sent you another text message there, Don. The username is going to be your phone number with no spaces, no dashes, no check marks, no parentheses, all just one number. And then the password is going to be good mobile, all lowercase, one word.
Good mobile?
Yes. GOODMOBILE. And that's going to be the password.
We're working on your account.
Perfect. Okay, so there's nothing to see yet. We haven't done the onboarding call. Tomorrow, my tech team is going to call you. Now, I have availability in the morning, which could be as early as 9 a.m. for you, or I can do something later on in the day. What works best for you for my tech team to reach you to do the onboarding call with you?
Okay, starting at 9, or it has to be at 9?
It could be 9. It could be 10, 11, 12.
How about 10?
Okay, 10 works for you. Okay, perfect. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to local splash. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send you another email. It's going to be a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there. And then it's just going to let you know that, hey, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, we're going to reach out to you, and then we're going to have that onboarding call with you as well.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. CI. Okay, so you back to edit. I kind of have to put your name on there so they know how to address you. Let me make sure that that's on there. Don Bailey, perfect. All right. Okay, so that's sent over to you there, so you should have that in the inbox. And then I have everything set up here, so I'm going to get working on your account. I'm going to send it over to my tech team, so then in the morning at 10 a.m., they're ready to rock and roll with you at that point. Okay, Don?
Sure.
Okay, any questions for me at this point?
No, I'm pretty good for now. Pretty good.
Okay. You have my extension there, so if you do have any questions, you could always jot them down, and then tomorrow on the onboarding call, you can ask them more questions. You have they give you about an hour window there, so that's where they do the 10 to 11. But if you have more questions, jot them down, and then we'll answer them tomorrow on the onboarding call as well, too, okay?
Got it.
All right, Don. Well, I appreciate the time, and then I'm going to get working here. You have a great rest of your evening, and I'll call you in the morning.
Okay, Charlie, appreciate it, man.
All right, no problem. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.